From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Apple had its big launch event yesterday, and for the first time, there were no new iPhones, no new Macs, Apple Watches, other devices. It only premiered one new piece of tangible hardware, a credit card. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports that the Apple Card slides into the slew of new services that the company hopes will generate an increasing portion of its profits.
Apple's Jennifer Bailey kicked off the announcement with a typically Apple statement.
We have completely rethought the credit card.
It is made from titanium, but otherwise it's a no-annual fee MasterCard that offers 1% cash back. Apple calls it daily cash. Maybe the most unconventional part is Apple's offering double rewards to encourage cardholders not to swipe it.
Every time you pay with your iPhone or Apple Watch, you'll get 2% of the purchase amount in daily cash.
That reward makes sense when you consider yesterday's other announcements: TV, gaming, and magazine subscriptions. Annette Zimmerman at the research firm Gartner says iPhone sales are slowing, and Apple's looking to make money by expanding the services it can sell for its devices.
They want you to spend as much time as possible on their platform, and that's not easy.
In other words, Apple is rethinking the credit card as a way to keep people using its phones. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.